This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So I get a text yesterday from Ken, and I felt bad. And I think maybe Ken thought I would pounce on him. I felt bad
because... Kind of wanted you to.
I think this will happen to everybody, but it'll happen to every guy. And guys take this more seriously because we do not like to admit weakness, and we certainly... don't like to admit that we screwed up when we're driving our vehicle.
Oh, my God. It was terrible yesterday. So I got home, and it was a great day outside, and I went to close my rear hatch because I can't have a truck without a rear slider. My dad had one in his S10 when I was growing up, and I just got too used to the luxury.
Well, where do you throw the cans out at?
Yeah, you got to do
have one.
You know what? Surprisingly, Dad don't drink. I've only seen him inebriated one time in my life.
That's it.
Not a big fan of the alcohol.
Oh.
And it was screwdriver. He doesn't like beer. Yeah.
You do anything else?
I'm an apple that fell away from the tree. That's legal now. And he's retired. Anyway, it feels good to say that now. I've been holding that back for a long time. Anywho, so I pulled into the circle, and I'm fiddling around because I hit the wrong button when I went to hit the right, and something else moved. And I went, damn it, and I went to hit that. And because I wasn't paying attention, I had it in reverse. This is something I've done thousands of times, except I must have had the wheel cut to about 45 degrees instead of 30, and boom, I hit the fire hydrant. Backed into the fire hydrant.
What are you laughing at?
And destroyed.
That's not what I was expecting.
My bumper.
You got to see it.
My bumper.
What'd you expect him to say?
I destroyed it. Oh, God. Who knows?
That he broke the window.
Here you go. There it is, bud. There it is. It looks like I hit a clown. Somebody said it looks like I hit a clown.
With all the colors. Look at the carnage.
They had freshly painted that fire hydrant, and to the point where,
wow,
I posted it on the Facebook page about how excited I was about that being painted and how nice it looked and everything like that. It looked so nice that I hit it in the perfect spot, by the way. The perfect spot. I get out of the truck. I look back. I see it. I'm just like, goo! I get back in the truck. I'm trying to drive the truck. Truck ain't moving. The e-brake came on. I hit it so hard.
Okay.
The e-brake came on.
A couple things. First of all, you knew exactly what you did when it happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Second of all.
Hell yeah, I did.
Second. Oh, you weren't worried that it was like a pet or.
Oh, thank God.
You got lucky there.
Thank God.
That you didn't get the classic TV situation of the water.
Oh, that's right. No, for a split second I stopped.
Oh, the neighbors would have been out with their cameras.
For a split second I stopped and I looked up and I'm like, okay.
Curb your enthusiasm theme.
No water. Okay. And I went back and I'm like, maybe I just dinged it. And I looked at the.
I don't know how you hit it hard enough to do that much damage. And it didn't come up because it's held on by like 4 bolts.
So I call
into a lead pipe.
I walk into the house. And Liz looks at me and she's like, what's the matter? And I just go, I've destroyed my truck. And she goes, what? And I go, I've destroyed my truck. And this look comes across her face. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, I hit the fire hydrant out front. And now that I remember it, she's trying to hold back her satisfaction and happiness. So it plays out. She calls my father-in-law. He's on FaceTime, and he's like, you hit it in the perfect spot. And I'm going, excuse me? He goes, there's no, you didn't hit it where the hitch is. If you'd hit it with the hitch, you would have taken off the fire hydrant. There's nothing in the frame. You've destroyed the bumper, but bumpers are replaceable. There's nothing out there that's bad. So Liz like wanted
the gate's
to, like,
not hurt at all.
Liz wanted to like buy a bumper and like no. I'm like, no, when do I have time to replace it myself? I don't have the tools, the time, the patience. I can't do it. I said,
I
call up Andy. Yeah, you could. I call up Andy over at the unpaid, well, technically a testimonial for a place you can count on. But I call up Andy at North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. He sends me to a place in Strongsville to call this guy named Jason. This guy Jason's great. Long story short, I got a ticket over there today. It looks like hell.
Okay, when it happened, when you hellish. First looked at it, are you one of those that is very nervous to look? Or are you like, I got to see immediately?
No, I was nervous. I would look like Willie Mays Hayes in Major League.
I'm going to see if you're acting like you totaled your vehicle, though. I mean, still would have been drivable.
I know.
Are you driving it right now?
Yeah, I brought it in because I got to take it down to Strongsville.
Was it as bad as you thought it would be?
It was
better
worse. It was worse than I thought it would be. And Liz called this insurance agent. I swear to God. They're laughing over the phone because Liz is like, I'm so glad it wasn't me. He would have been an unconscionable bastard about this. And now she can hold it over my head for the rest of our lives because I was on the phone with Lima and I'm driving Liz's car. And this is a new SUV. I got it for her, 2 months ago, Tone? And I look and I go, what is this? Are these effing fries? Because I went to open up the middle thing and there are fries stuck on the thing. And I looked at them and I go, can't say bleep to her because backed into a fire hydrant.
I'm going to tell you now, you can't. I have a similar thing. We had just, my wife had done a little fender bender where she wasn't paying attention to the car in front of her right off the exit of Nagel and Lear in Avon and bumped into the back. And we waited for the winter to get over and I paid the deductible and we got it fixed. And I told her, we can't do this again. And 2 weeks later, I backed into one of those yellow poles because I was upset about something that was happening and not paid attention. And one of those yellow poles that keep you from jumping the curb, hit it with the side fender right in the metal part where you've got to take it to the body shop. And we had just paid the deductible, and I had refused to do it again. So she drove that thing around for a year like that.
A year?
And I could not say anything to her about anything in her vehicle because I had damaged her vehicle.
You guys both know this.
She wins forever.
You've lost.
Yep.
You may have lost the war on this one.
I get so mad because I have to take care of the vehicles. I have to clean them.
And you do.
I am meticulous.
Fastidious.
Yes. I am a clean
with
man.
With your caretaking.
As heavy as I am. And I demand a clean vehicle. And I take very good care of the inside. I get very upset if I don't have time to clean it.
He gets mad at other people's inside of the car.
Yeah, I do, actually. I go, how do you let this go like this?
How can you just not
throw this wrapper away? How do you just leave this here?
So hold on. You talked about the fact that it was a tough pill to swallow with the wife. You got to tell me this, because eventually, especially my son, is going to be looking up to me at some point. What do you tell the kids? Are you honest about this?
I came home and Axel's little buddy Gavin came over and
said no.
Axel goes, Gavin, look at this. And I go, stop showing all your friends what happened.
There would be lots of cuss words said at my kid that it's none of their damn business.
Neighbors were texting about it.
Well, you know
that. The one kid's in college down at Capitol. He goes, I heard you could hear you screaming down here in Columbus. I go, I didn't say a word. I was so shocked. I did not cuss that loud. I wasn't even that loud about it. I wasn't even that loud. I was so shocked at what had transpired.
The most shocking thing was that you hid this from me for
almost
3 hours.
Almost right
and
before.
Then 15 seconds before the segment
starts. I mentioned I got a loaner. I'm getting a loaner. And I go, oh, no, I forgot to tell Owen. I let the cat out of the bag. So, yeah, I texted the coaches like, hey, I might not make it tonight. Because Liz needs her vehicle. And I'm like, I didn't want to drive it.
Now, let me ask you.
Until I need to take it into work.
What would the damage have been if it were a Cybertruck?
I have no idea, Anthony. I have no clue. I know you're trying to rope me into something,
that seems to be on my about you. They think I really like Cybertrucks. It's every post.
Well,
it's amazing.
You can hit them with coolers, and they don't dent.
And they don't dent, and they beat every single race car, in whether it's towing something or not.
It's amazing.
It wins every
and
single
one. You
can't
find anything about Rivian on there. It's unbelievable to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.